the second time this month, a federal judge has rejected the government's plea bargain deal with a prominent defendant in a corporate fraud case, NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
This time it was Rite Aid and former CEO Martin Gross. The 50-year-old Gross had pleaded guilty to participating in a massive accounting fraud scheme at the drugstore chain in the 1990s. The government then reached a deal with Gross that included 8 years in prison. Yesterday, a federal judge said that wasn't enough and that Gross should get 9 or 10 years. Soon after he resigned in 1999, Rite Aid was forced to restate its earnings to acknowledge an additional $1.6 billion in losses that Martin Gross and other top executives had hidden. Gross may now withdraw his guilty plea and either go to trial or open new negotiations with the government. 2 weeks ago, Lee Fastow, wife of Enron's chief financial officer, withdrew her guilty plea on criminal tax charges after a federal judge said he wouldn't abide by the terms of the agreement. Fastow had agreed to serve 10 months in prison. She faces trial in June. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.